Josh Childress, how do you retain him?
I don't know. He's got the resume of playing the best league in the world, and I've seen a little bit of him, so he's quite dynamic going to the baskets. It's going to be a really good battle for our team defence.
You see the key to stopping Sydney?
Well, they recruited well. I think they've probably recruited just behind Melbourne for the pickups. You know, they've got the big fella in the middle. They've got a dynamite, quick point guard, and they imagine playing in the comfortable two position. So, I think they're a handful, and it's going to be a good competition.
Pretty important to get your guys coming out in the right
mindset. What happened to you? That should be news.
I'll explain later. Pretty important to come out firing in the first quarter then, like after the New Zealand game coming out a bit slow.
Yeah, well, we want to keep that being that aggressive from last week. I thought our defence was pretty good against the Hawks last week, and our offence is still a work in progress. We're still trying to get Dre the ball in the right areas and working how that dynamo and can work into our system and certainly create opportunities for each other out of there. And I think that's still going to develop, but our defence has been our backbone, and that's I expect that again.
Has the offence been coming along at practice?
Hopefully. We're probably not shooting the ball as well as what we have been or have in the past, and sometimes you start like that, but look, the thing for us is getting quality shots. They'll soon go down.
Have you put your finger on why the offence hasn't been where you'd like to be now?
Yeah, I think we're just taking shortcuts. You know what? We're not setting doing the fundamentals of working our offence, of setting good screens, making hard cuts, and moving the ball. And I think we were too much on the dribble and really forcing some shots up. So hopefully we can fix that up this week.
Will DeAndre line up on Josh Childress?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I think it'd be a good battle. It's he's got the speed to match him. He's got they're both very good rebounders and get out in the open court, and I think it's going to be a real good battle.
Is that a good test for DeAndre to sort of find out where he is?
Look, I don't think with DeAndre's, I don't think we'll see the best of DeAndre's for another four or five games, to be honest. He missed that 4 weeks through surgeries, and that's what the team's just starting to click together now. And I think later in the year that you'll see the best of him, but certainly he's got some great upside, and we've seen he can explode to the hoop a couple of times, and hopefully we see that more often than not.
Pretty exciting then, that matchup, as far as the fans are concerned.
Yeah, it would be. You got an NBA guy and then you got a second round draft pick going at it, and they play the same position, so you think it'd be a pretty good matchup.
How are you going injury-wise? Everything all good?
Yeah, no, I'm okay.
Aside from Greg, obviously.
Yeah, no, look, Greg's still in rehab, so everyone else is fine, so we're all full strength as much as we can be.
Is there any update on Greg, or is it still just the situation?
Probably, it's going to be, it probably might push back to a little bit longer, just because the calves are really tricky, and we want to make sure he's good for the back end of the season, but we'll see how he develops his next 3 weeks, and that'll give us an indication.